and we're going to take a look at our news right now. If I can get over to my news. Here we go. What do we got here? This is an interesting one. Great Barrier Reef coral bleaching at 95% in northern section, aerial survey reveals. Bleaching. So this more bad fucking news about the environment? Well, I guess so, you know. It's not right. It's all about how, you know, how the human beings have been very, very, have not been good caretakers of the planet, right? Rain falls on everyone. It's the same rain. We took a big long walk today, me and Lauren. We went, we walked all along Channel Islands Harbor. We went from our house across the, we didn't go across the bridge. Well, yeah, we did. We walked across the bridge and went to the other side of the, beach and went over to Hollywood by the Sea. And then we walked through the harbor. And it's kind of a funny thing. On a Monday afternoon in March, it's deserted. You know, there's no reason for it. Nobody's really boating, you know. Lots and lots of all kinds. Just seems like a miles of pleasure craft and sailboats and fishing boats. There's commercial fishing boats over there. One of these days I should have taken the camera, you know, and given you some video footage of that. It would have been cool. Yeah, it would have been real cool. But I didn't think of it. No, but tons of restaurants, empty. You know, and I remember thinking, and I even said to Lauren, God, if I didn't have to work, I'd be in that bar right now, you know, pounding a few back and just kind of talking about it. But it was a sunny day, but it wasn't a pleasant day because it was windy as hell. And right now, it's windy as hell. I mean, it's really windy. And, you know, kind of hoping that shit dies down by the by tomorrow. I don't know. Some interesting news. This is just between you and me and the fence post that I've got a very, very small part in a Netflix series, Judd Apatow's Netflix series called Love and Love / something. I forget. It's a very small part. It's a neighbor who gets pissed off at something, but going to work on Thursday on that. Rain falls. I'm very, very happy and very grateful for that. That is cool. That is cool. What am I doing here? Ariel Horn. How about that, man? The bleaching. Nurse who snapped photo of patient's penis surrenders license. What the fuck? With her iPhone last year, surrendered her license. Kristen Johnson was forced. That looks like a Kristen Johnson, doesn't it? I guess this guy must have had some kind of a penis. Onondaga County District Attorney's Office complaints from her upstate University Hospital co-workers that she sent pictures of two patients via text messages. Jesus Christ, lady, you must be stupid. Two counts of second-degree unlawful surveillance and one count of second-degree disseminating unlawful surveillance. The felony charge against her was reduced as part of her plea, which requires Johnson to spend 3 years of probation. According to the state, Johnson surrendered her license, did not contest the charge as of moral unfitness in the practice. That's rough.
Rain.
Either the guy had either they had gigantic dicks or something was weird about them. Probably they were like, you know, fucking the size of an elephant or some shit. She's giant Siberian unicorn may have existed at the same time as humans. Fossil find hints. What? Giant Siberian unicorn.
Right.
What if this turns out to be like a hoax? Well, I guess, you know, they say that all legend has some basis in fact. Unicorn being the most, I don't know, one of the more interesting legends among humans. There's also the legends of centaurs and the legends of mermaids, you know. So, does that have a basis in fact? Well, let's just put it this way. It may be that somebody saw something that looked like a centaur. You know, maybe someone saw something that looked like a mermaid. But I don't know. I don't know what you say to that.
Walk with you. Rain falls on everyone.
Oh, that's the Siberian unicorn. Okay. Now, do we have this? I'm always losing stories. Here is the Great Barrier Reef. Here is the goddamn nurse. Okay, good. And this is the giant unicorn.
Well, I don't know, Phil, if there's a giant unicorn or not. But it is interesting to contemplate.
Gawker ordered to pay Hulk Hogan $140 million. Now, they're contesting this, you know.
And that's really what the crux of the decision was about. That's really what this large part of what this case was about.
Mm-hmm. So Shane Gawker,
they didn't have the permission to show it.
Gawker argued that this video, Shane, was newsworthy in part because Hulk Hogan is a big celebrity with a larger than life public personality, and that he had talked about it in other places. Was that argument at all convincing? Did you debate that?
We absolutely debated that, and we had a great jury. It was six of us. We all came from different perspectives of life, and we all came in with really different thoughts, and we balanced each other real well through that. But, you know, quite frankly here, we didn't think that was, you know, the case at all, you know, as far as Mr. You know, Balea. We knew it was very clear that this was an invasion of privacy, and it was very clear that he did not want that tape to be put out to the public, and so that was the evidence that was absolutely 100% clear to all of us.
Okay, so Kevin, listen, after the verdict, Nick Denton, right, who's the founder of Gawker, he posted this on Gawker.com, and here's what he says. It turns out this case was never about the sex on the tape Gawker received, but about racist language on another unpublished tape that threatened Hogan's reputation and career.
What?
As our lawyers argued in legal briefs that were kept secret by the trial judge from the public, Hogan filed a claim because he was terrified that one of the other tapes, which memorialized his rant about his daughter dating effing N-words, might emerge. It is now clear that Hogan's lawsuit was a calculated attempt to prevent Gawker or anyone else who might obtain evidence of his racism from publishing a truth more interesting and more damaging than a revelation about his sex life. If they had introduced that into evidence, Kevin, would that have changed anything for you?
I'd have to see the video. But since I haven't seen the video, I can only go on what I have seen. And what I have seen, you know, and the fact that he did not want that video shown is really all I can go on. I guess that would have to be a question for another jury.
Shane, same question for you.
Don, thank you. You know, obviously it's the opposite for me. I mean, it makes it even more clear that he did not want that video to be out there. If you think about the kind of things, the comments that he made on the actual sex tape, as well as what
you just mentioned. The fuck is this?
Obviously, that's not somebody that knew he was being taped and that this is something that would go out to the public. So I think that solidifies in my mind even more so that Mr. Hogan was not involved in
this. Mr. Hogan, Mr. Balea.
And obviously, he didn't want it out.
Some jurors have said that the Gawker people thought that they were above the law. Explain what you mean by that, Shane.
Sure, absolutely. I think it was very clear the way Mr. Denton kind of his philosophy with his company and the way he's brought his people in is that they're all about going across the line. They're not about normal journalism, ethical journalism. This is about taking it to a completely different limit, and they're testing it. And this is why we're here. It's basically they crossed the First Amendment. They crossed the right of privacy. And this is the whole crux of the whole thing. And why we're here.
Jurors have also said that there was a sense of arrogance. Is there a disconnect, you think, between Nick Denton's values and what Gawker deems acceptable and what the rest of the country thinks?
You know, actually, I think on the arrogance, there was a lot of that evidence that was, or, you know, presentation that we had from people getting on the stand, from deposition. Everybody from A.J. Delario to Mr. Denton to Emma Carmichael. All were very arrogant, especially in the deposition. I think Mr. Denton was very poised and well-spoken while he was, you know, on the stand. But I think, you know, that's something that we couldn't take into, you know, factor, really, because this wasn't about judging arrogance or perception of someone.
Wow, okay.
It was strictly following the law based on what we were told and what we were given. And so, even though, yes, it was arrogant, we did not consider that at all when it came to making our decision.
You know, many news organizations, probably all news organizations, were looking at this, thinking about the First Amendment.
Okay, that's exciting, isn't it?
Well, it really is, Phil. This is Margaret Gray. Oh, wait.
Testing, 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 testing. Rain falls on everyone. It's the same.
Can I email myself a GIF? A GIF? What? Bullshit. Help. Oh, man. What am I doing, man? I was going to, rain falls on everyone. How do you put it on loop, man? Nope, that didn't. Oh, here it is. There we go.
Rain falls on everyone. It's the same rain. Walk with you.
Yeah, it's great, Bob. Thank you very much. How do I get that, though, to be... I'm going to do this. That's my DDR. It's not really... Testing. All right. Well, I don't bloody know. I don't bloody know. And I don't bloody care. As far as I'm concerned, rain falls on everyone. Walk with you. Oh, yeah, baby.
Reek. Rico.
Rico charges.
Rain falls on every...
Fire breaks out of skyscraper. Let's see. Let's see what we got for time here. Let's see, Bubba. This dude from Gawker is fucked because, you know, $140 million is going to put this guy out of business. So that's, you know, they're appealing and they're hoping and praying that they don't have to pay. But $140 million will put that motherfucker out of business as sure as God made green apples. Sure enough. Sure enough, man. A fire raced up a high-rise tower in the United Arab Emirates city of Anjman late Monday, the latest in a series of skyscrapers by the next governor's home to the world's tallest building. Images shared on local media showed bright... But they've had these fires. I don't know who's starting these things. It's like Towering Inferno or something. The Emirati Interior Minister Sheikh Saif bin Zayed Al Nahyan rushed Anjman to help coordinate the response to the blaze. Anjman said there were no... Anjman police said there were no immediate reports against the town. It was home to many commuters who work in the Gulf... commercial hub of Dubai further to the north. Like Dubai is one of the seven emirates that make up the UAE Federation. So this was Dubai. What? Anjman is it's a city. Comes less than 3 months after a massive fire raced up the exterior of the 63-story The Address downtown Dubai, one of Dubai's most prominent hotels. Similar fires have struck other high-rise since the turn of this century in Dubai. Well, you'd have some building safety have attributed the spate of fires to a material commonly used to cover the buildings known as aluminum composite panel cladding. Some panels used in buildings in the Emirates contain a flammable core that can burn rapidly once ignited, allowing fires to spread quickly on buildings covered top to bottom. The panels are not sufficient fire breaks. It was not immediately clear if the skyscraper had that type of clad thing about him. Jesus H. Christ, people. The fuck are you doing, man? How are you building these buildings? Decriminalized drugs, huh? There's a giant unicorn. Great Barrier Reef coral bleaching at 95% in northern... coral event based James Cook University in Townsville, which is where? The Great Barrier Reef is around Australia. This will change the Great Barrier Reef forever. We see huge levels of bleaching in the northern... 1,000-kilometer stretch of the Great Barrier Reef. Of the 520 researchers, only four showed no evidence of bleaching. From Cairns to Torres Strait, the once colorful ribbons of reef are ghostly white. It's too early to tell precisely how many of the bleached coral will die, but judging from the extreme level, they're almost snow white. Expect to see about half of those corals die in the coming months. There's the third global coral bleaching since 1998, and scientists have found no evidence of these disasters before the late 20th century. No evidence before the late 20th century of bleaching. We have coral cores that provide 400 years of annual growth. We don't see the signature of bleaching or reduced growth following a bleaching event until the recent 98-2000 events. A 10-year recovery period. Climate change. The world has agreed this is climate change. We're seeing climate change play out across our reefs. You know, and we've got a political party in America, the Republican Party, that doesn't believe the science. No wonder you motherfuckers are home to weirdos. No wonder the Republican Party is now home to nothing but fucking weird asses. You don't fucking believe in science. You don't believe in this. You don't believe in that. You motherfuckers, you probably believe in witchcraft or some shit. Why don't you just goddamn give it up, Republicans? You motherfuckers are about weird fucks like Trump and Cruz and psycho un-American motherfuckers. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, Phil, we wanted to tell you. Oh, Phil, we wanted to tell you and your listeners. Margaret, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, Karen.
All right. Phil, I don't want to take up too much of your time right now, Phil.
Would you please speak up because we can barely hear you?
Oh, I'm sorry, General. Oh, fine, the General. The General gets really upset, doesn't he, Phil?
Yeah, the General gets upset.
All right. Well, listen, when I was flying for Gunther, Gunther Airlines.
Yes, Gunther Airlines, go ahead.
Hi, General. We would notice when we flew over the Great Barrier Reef, because we did L.A. to Sydney. Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, we did L.A. to Sydney. I noticed bleaching. And so there was some bleaching on the coral reefs. And then one morning, I got out of the shower, and I looked in the mirror, and I bent over, and I noticed bleaching there. I'll be with you in a minute, Eddie. My husband's name is Eddie now. It's not that.
You noticed bleaching.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, so what the fuck is with this thing? God damn it. Hey, Denton, you're fucked. You can go on fucking CNN, man. All you want, but you fucked. All right. Optiman. Oh, Jesus Christ. QRST. There's a midget. Oh, there's a midget. There's a midget down the road. Explosion. And then, Karen Deauville, Chris Norton, and, fucking Dave Oliva. Karen Deauville. All right, Karen Deauville, Chris Norton, and Dave Oliva. Chris Norton is at, and Dave Oliva. Talk about the unicorn? Yeah. I think we should make that J, because that's funny as shit. Jay Santos. We're going to start out with Karen Deauville, then we're going to go to Chris Norton, and then finally to Jay Santos. All right, man. Mm-hmm. Pre-King, DraftKings. Pre-King? Pre-roll, DraftKings. Test 1, 2. How many fucking pandas? Jesus Christ, I got 4 of these motherfuckers. Hello. Test.
Hello? What the deal?
Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. 1-2. Here we go.